At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
My shoulder hurt.
The morning episodes are always
If you don't get that 20 gauge, that 10 gauge, I mean, that 28 gauge will do that to you.
Man.
Huh? I put a frog on my arm over there shooting quail.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was that one time we shot straight up, and I pinned my shoulder up against that blind. That's what got me. It'd be all right.
Well, no give, boys.
I'm out of shape. I'm out of duck hunting shape. I ain't going enough.
Nobody's in duck hunting shape. Speaking of duck hunting shape.
Look who we got.
We got a guest. It's making eyebrows.
Look.
But he ain't no duck hunter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
He grew up with it, so hey, he said, no, I ain't going.
Boom. Shots fired already.
Well, welcome, Jeff.
Yeah.
Semi-retired. Semi-retired.
Good to have you back.
We're just here so Si can yell at you. That was mean, man.
Hey, I don't know. I asked him if he went duck hunting. He said, no.
I've been working, bro. Working. I'm a TV show.
You ain't
you're
worked
on.
A day in your life.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, I got a question for y'all about that TV show. When y'all talk about it, do y'all call it Jace's show or Si's show?
Or Jep's show.
What's
or
Jep's show?
No, nobody's show.
Or Murray's show, for that matter.
I'm going to call it DTF.
It's this.
Or DFT. Oh, I got that so wrong.
Oh, yeah, DTF. Family. That means something totally different.
Oh, crap.
Don't look that up.
DFT.
But, yeah, don't Google that, kids. but, but, hey, maybe you are. I don't know.
y'all tell what is acronyms, whatever. What does it stand for?
Duck NASA's, Family Treasure.
Oh, Duck Family Treasure.
I'm not
Duck
sure the other treasure. One.
The other one is, yeah, it's something way different.
We're off track.
Yeah.
Duck Family Treasure. Y'all just got moved, huh?
Yeah, we're on the Fox Business now.
Fox Business?
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's on TV.
We were just at the Patriot Awards, which was pretty cool.
Did you win one?
No, we just introduced a thing, but Murray was so nervous he almost passed out.
Murray?
On the way to the stage.
Murray ain't ever been around that many people. Not at one time. Ain't no chance.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, Murray.
Murray ain't been around that many people in 6 years, much less at one time. Like, he did live up there by himself, doing his own thing, taking Si to shoot rats.
Oh, that was a blast. we've tried it 3 times now, and we haven't got it on film yet. That needs to be filmed. That's a hoot.
What I tell people is Murray's a lot like my dad. He's really knowledgeable, and he's a good man, except he's really nice. My dad's really not the nicest guy.
Well,
he's a good man, not real nice.
Yeah, nice, don't know. I don't think that word's ever been associated with Phil Robertson.
Oh, Phil's nice. He's just... Yeah, I don't know.
He's not a teddy bear, per se.
Right.
No.
He's what I describe as the greater generation.
Yeah.
They was hard men.
Yeah. If you need coddling or an attaboy, don't go to Phil.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
Mm-mm.
That's the deal about who's a man.
Yeah.
Because I heard that stupid phrase my whole life. Who's a man? Tell me, hey, I raised my hand. I'm a boy. Bring some heat in this stupid duck blind. I don't care. You know, that ain't my definition of manhood. Is going, you know, and sit and freeze your tail off. You know, when you got, you know, charcoal. You know, I like to burn the blind down one day.
Yeah.
They overloaded the boat on me. Phil Robertson did. And it waited. I thought I would sink it in the buck brush getting out to the blind. Oh, no. As soon as I come out of the buck brush, then the motor could actually run. So it started getting faster. And I had about, five roly-polies is what I call them. Anywhere between 250 and 350 in a 12-foot boat.
Oh, human beings.
Yeah.
Big boys.
Yeah, big boys. And look... All of a sudden, I'm still sitting down just in a fiddle motor picking up. Getting faster, faster. Then there's a stampede from the front of the boat toward me. I never even got up. It just submarine. I was hearing in my mind, dive, dive, because it just went under. I just waited till it settled, hit the bottom. I was still sitting down just about that deep. Oh, 18 degrees with a 35-mile northwest wind. Yeah. Y'all, Phil said, hey, y'all get out of the decoys. Push the boat over in the brush. We got to get the daylight shoot. I said, yeah, okay, get the daylight shoot.
Oh, that's funny. That's good stuff there.
Oh, I was miserable. The whole day I just tore everything I could tear out of the inside of the blind. It was all damp. It would never catch fire. All it would do was smoke. So for about 4 hours, I just stood over smoke. And every time they'd open the flap, it's like an Indian sending smoke signals. But I did get dry.
He got dry.
Native American.
Hey, hold on. I did get dry.
We have to remind him about that often.
Oh.
But he's America's favorite uncle. Don't nobody really raise a fuss about him.
Nope.
That's the good thing.
They know I'm harmful.
Harmful?
Or harmless.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
I could be harmless or harmful. Either way.
You're not very harmful.
Oh, I am when I got a shotgun in my hand when the ducks are flying.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah, no.
No, you're not. I mean, if you're a duck, I guess you are, but a human, you're not. I watched you yesterday. But
oh, boy.
By the way, I enjoyed that immensely yesterday.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Especially whacking them specklebellies.
Where'd y'all hunt it?
We hunted at a rice field up north of town. Realtree had us up there for a deal, and me and Si were the guides, I guess. I don't really know what we were. We were with them Seek One boys that killed them big deer in everybody's backyard.
I'm telling you.
Them urban deer hunters.
They
killing them big giant
figured thing. Out. Yeah, okay. Most people don't realize how adaptive that a white-tailed deer is. Oh, they live in your neighbor's flower gardens.
Yeah, they got their own YouTube thing. They go and hunt deer in city limits, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Well, they should go to the neighborhood I lived in. Outside of Austin, big giant bucks.
Oh, no.
You could almost pet them.
Well, no, that's why they do it, because they kill some wall hangers now. He showed us some antlers yesterday.
Wall hangers.
Hey, they're about that big around.
Yeah, he's already killed. He killed three deer this year over 180 inches. Yeah.
In neighborhoods?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, one in Nashville. One right outside of like Cleveland, I think, Ohio, and the other one, I don't remember where the other one's from.
Our neighborhood deer don't
Kentucky,
get that big.
That one they showed us.
Well, that's
killed in Kentucky.
The reason neighborhood deer don't get that big here is because we kill them.
Yeah.
Like, look, I kid you not. I'm walking outside the other day on the phone behind this shop.
Oh, there's deer back there.
Well, there's one less.
Yeah.
Because I'm walking back there and this old boy come walking up to me in camouflage and bloody hands, and I'm like,
behind the office?
Yeah, behind the office.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like...
By the railroad tracks?
I'm on the phone. You know, I walk around on speakerphone, and I'm like, I'm going to have to call you back. I said, just remember this conversation if it's our last one, because I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So this old boy come walking up to me, camouflage, bloody hands, and I'm like, hey,
you
ma'am.
Okay?
Hey, ma'am, what's up?
Yeah, you okay, dude?
And he said, hey, man, I shot a spike, and it run onto y'all's property. Do you mind if I go get it? And I said, well, judging by your hands, you've already got him. But no, I don't care if you killed one, go get him. I don't leave him back there. And here, so he come dragging out my pet deer that lives out here under the power line.
Oh, no.
I got a doe, two fawns, and a spike that I've been feeding.
Yeah, and now
I like spike. Watching them in the back of the office.
Yeah, and the spike's gone.
And
now.
My man done moved on the property line and done whacked my spike. So I was like... The spike? Why didn't you kill the doe? If you're going to kill one, why you kill him?
Yeah, leave the buck alone. Let him grow up.
No, them old rednecks. Old
he
habits
gone.
Die hard. So here he comes, dragging Mr. Spike out. Of course, he'd already gutted him. I was like, man, why are your hands bloody? Did you chase him down and choke him? Like, what? But I was hoping I was going to end up on a Criminal Minds episode. I didn't know what was happening. I was like, yep, this is Dateline.
Some weird stuff in them woods, too.
Yeah, Dateline, Criminal Minds, something's happening here. I don't know.
The FBI sent a guy to them woods one
But time. We got a thief back there, too. too.
That's what he told me.
So, you know.
Another one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they done, they taken all that stuff back there. So that's why I was back there, was making sure that all our cameras were working. Huh. We got pictures of them. I'm trying to let them get the value enough where it becomes a felony and not a misdemeanor.
That's about what we can do.
So
we can get them locked up for a while.
I'm just sitting there keeping a tally. Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah, we're above the price range now.
That's right. We want to get them for good, if you'll give them some time.
I'm treating it like an undercover game board, and I'm just going to let the charges pile up before we write you a ticket. That way, at least.
Hey, a good lawyer will beat you in court.
That's fine. I ain't going to court anyway. That's going to be them versus the state. I ain't fighting it. But no, that's just the goings on in the office. My deer getting stolen, our equipment getting stolen.
Well, your deer's getting eaten.
Yeah, I know. But man,
he gone.
Now I'm mad I spent all that money on the corn.
That's right, boys.
I wonder what he
said. He had an investment
was
involved.
Was it a bow or a rifle? Or?
Yeah, he shot him with a bow. Yeah.
He shot him with a rifle.
I was thinking, that's.
It is gun season, but no, he shot him.
You probably can't do well. This isn't city limits.
My man done come back here. I mean, you can't walk 300 yards for you somewhere else. My man done come back here hunting with a deer cart, like he walking for, and then he went and got in like a $100,000 truck, F-250 Dually Platinum. I mean, like one of the nicest trucks you can buy, and he back here hunting in our backyard of the office,
in the middle of town,
whacking spikes. I'm like, man, you can't go buy some hamburger meat, like. Is that you spent all your money on that truck? And then he said, "Oh man, it was fun. It was wild." I was just like, "Yeah, man, I don't care. Whatever. We celebrating hunting. Whack them." I said, "There's three more that live back here. I don't know if you want them too or not, but I think I may ought to change where I feed them. Maybe I'll put them in the front parking lot up there by the duck pond." But
that's good stuff.
You know, yeah, that's good. Hey, one less deer. But there we go. Let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this. All right, Jep. So you're back in town now. How's it a big adjustment going from here to Austin to back to here, or?
What I've noticed more than anything is the driving. Where I lived for 5 years, they will run you over.
Yeah.
Like everybody's in a huge hurry and has a ton of traffic. You come here, what I forgot is sometimes it takes people like 30 seconds to turn. I'm like, just go ahead. And there's like, meh. I'm like, so I've been aggravated about that. And then I laugh about people saying, oh, the traffic here. Oh my gosh. 5 o'clock from Monroe to West Monroe. I'm like, dude, I was at a place where if you were out at the wrong time, that's an extra hour and a half. Like, oh,
that's misery.
So I'm enjoying that part where it's like, I don't have to wait on the traffic, but yeah. Everything else is good.
Yeah.
Hey, you sound like me on the other podcast, you know, way back, you know, discussing road rage.
Si's got road rage.
Okay. Because, hey, nothing worse. You know, the light's green and the guy sits there for 3 minutes and just turns red again.
Why are you in such a hurry?
You know, and I'm in a hurry to go somewhere.
No, you're not. You get everywhere you go 15 minutes early.
Here's the thing. If you got all day to go sightseeing, hey, get in the country. Dirt roads. Okay, and when somebody comes up behind you, pull over side, let him go by you. Yeah.
So
you may have all day to just la la. I ain't. I got things I got to do and places I got to be.
So I said, if you see me driving, I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, I got somewhere to go.
Yeah, otherwise I'd be asleep on my couch.
I don't want to get behind somebody in the fast lane just driving 20 miles an hour.
And then Si's going to get there and wait 30 minutes for everybody else to get
there. But I'm going
to
be early. I've always, that's me.
Yeah, I told Si yesterday, we went duck hunting. Si went duck hunting first time yesterday
that's
of the
right.
year.
Well, had a blast.
But I told him, I said, be at the office at 4 o'clock. And I pulled in at 3:59, and he was here and had been here.
Oh, I've been there.
I got nervous.
See, that's what I was saying. I was like,
oh, no,
well.
I've been there. I've been there since 2:45.
Yeah.
I beat him here this morning. I said, uh-oh, we're not – Si didn't know. He was only like 10 minutes early.
Yeah. No, I come in today, and I just got up. I said, no, I ain't going right now. I got plenty of time. I always had to sit there and wait 30 minutes on these idiots anyway.
Did you sleep good after your first hunt?
Oh, what are you talking about?
You slept good yesterday?
I took about a four-hour nap before I got home.
At 4 hours, do we really call it a nap? Or is that sleep? Does a nap end and sleep begin? Is there a time limit there?
4 hours is over the line.
No. A sleep for me is about 12 hours. A nap just only 4.
Size of lion.
Well, hey, look, to be this pretty, you got to get your rest right, boys.
Oh, man.
He's like that's amazing.
Look, I tell you right now, though, it was me and Si and some other boys yesterday. I wish the whole world could have been there on his first duck hunt of the year, because the man did something that I ain't ever seen done in my days of duck hunting.
Well, do tell.
Well, it's about, what, 9:30. It done got up in the morning.
It's got pretty.
It's pretty. Beautiful sunny day, yeah. No clouds in the sky,
and heavy wind blowing and cold wind.
Yeah, but I looked up and there's a pair of mallards just already locked. I called about 3 times, and that hen, she just come over and backpedaled right in front of me and sat down.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of me.
The spinner is right there in front of Martin, and it's about 20 yards from the bank. So she comes in over the spinner. She's doing this, and I'm already raised up. Martin's going.
I went like this because she left the drake. So yeah. I'm like, hey, let's get that drake,
hold
too.
Hold it, you know? So I had to ease back down, you know. He said, if she gets up, go ahead and kill her. I said, I got you. Okay. So she lit, and I figured she was going to just light next to the levee and then crawl up and get out of the water. So he said, well, the drake, he went on by and lit way out there somewhere. And Martin said, hey, you see her? I said, yeah. He said, go ahead and jump up and kill her. So I'm looking for her to be on the bank, okay?
The bank.
So when I get up, I look, and there's a green-winged seal drake sitting, decoy sitting there, and I just raised him. It was brown. I just, boo-woo!
Just shot the decoy?
Destroyed that decoy.
Si shot the decoy. The mallard hen gets up going, whack, whack, whack. She leaving, son. She said, I'm out.
Yeah. So we crippled her down out there 200 yards.
We got her.
We actually get her. But
we got her.
But I looked over and I was wondering where Martin was. I said, because he was to the right of me. He's on his knees in the bottom of the blind.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm watching this mallard hen the whole time. She's just sitting there. And she's out there going, wah, wah. She's happy. She's content. She's like, Mama, was that you in there? Where were you coming from? Let me know where you at. So I quit calling. I was just going to let her call the drake in, but he left. I was just sitting there watching her. And when Si goes to ease up, he starts off at her. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm just, because Si is right beside me. I'm looking down his gun barrel. I'm like, man, this is going to be fun. And then he went from her over here and then just boom, shot the water. And I'm like,
the cameraman is on this hen sitting on the water. And it's 5 yards to the right of it. Just a decoy blows up.
Oh, yeah. We got the whole thing.
We got the
duck and Si in frame.
Yeah.
And Si just turns and boom, shoots the water right in front of us. I tell you this, though, he almost took that decoy's head off. He was head shooting now. He's trying not to ruin no meat.
Yeah, the guy picked the decoy up. He went out there and he said, I'm going to keep this for
memo.
You know, and he said, I said, boys, hey, my dad taught me to shoot them in the head. If you're going to eat these things, you don't want to be chewing on pellets.
So
shoot them in the head.
Shoot them in the head, and Si signed the decoy, and the boy took it home with him. So there's a memento that he'll never forget right there.
Making decoys so good they fool Si.
I actually hunted with Si Robertson and Hay. A mallard hen was sitting on the water, and he shot a decoy.
It was quite the
extraordinary trip. Boy.
It was nice to do something goofy that wasn't orchestrated. It was 100% real. The man thought he was killing one.
Hey, that's it. Tell me, all right, I got her. I hear, okay, no, wrong answer. Wrong duck, boy.
She leaving tail, so that's a, wow. Man, that's something there. That's good stuff there. But it was, you can tell it was his first hunt. I tell you what, though, the old man still got it. Because I didn't shoot hard. I shot a box and a half of shells and.
Getting cripples.
And 30 of those were cripples. Because the wind was so high, I was out there having to chase cripples down for everybody. But.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't shoot. I was trying to get out of the blind as soon as all the guns were empty. I was like, I got to go. But it was, it was wild. But I watched him kill him a few of them. I said, oh, he still got it. For his first hunt of the year, he shot really well.
Especially with about, 15 mile an hour north wind?
He raised up and clipped that second speckle belly. He never even stood up. Didn't even give nobody else a chance. No. He just sat down and shot her out of a pit
blind. He'd come in there, and Martin would just, every time he'd hit the calls, that goose would do this. And I just said, well, she's in range.
Yeah.
And everybody said, Martin said, oh, boom.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say, y'all might as well kill it. So I just sitting down in the bottom of that blind, boom. I said, there you go. Okay.
All right.
Let's go get that one.
The old salty pro there.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was fun, though.
We had a good hunt. We killed, what, 9 geese, 6 peccabellies, 3 snows.
Yep.
And then 17 ducks. So that's a good hunt. That's a 20, good about 20.
Yeah, we had fun. It was heavy strap, too. No teal.
Yeah.
It was mallard.
We had a bunch of teal lighting decoys and 7 men in the blind.
There were 7.
Nobody saw the teal. And Martin said, gah!
And then one of them went rogue and just started shooting.
And shot once or twice and didn't kill nothing. Had about 30 green wings just backpedaled in the decoy.
I was watching a stupid speckle belly. Yeah. I was we going to kill him.
Yeah.
30 ducks just backpedaling. I was like, I turned around and said, oh, no, and the decoys, an old boy just went rogue. Boom, bow, boom.
It wouldn't have been bad if he had killed two.
Yeah. Or one. I'd have taken one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, have 30 teal backpedaling a decoy.
He's a deer hunter.
Nothing. Yeah,
he's a neighborhood deer hunter.
He's neighborhood deer hunter.
He just has, as soon as he sees them, you gotta schwack them.
Just get to whacking, boys. But no, it was wild for the first one. But let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Well, Jep, look, since you've been here and now that you're back, I mean, I know, and now that I got two kids, I'm supremely interested. And what has happened with your oldest daughter? Get it? How is she old enough to be engaged? Like,
she will be 20 next month.
That's good. You've got a 20-year-old kid, and I got a 2 7-week-old ones. Like,
and she's tiny. It's weird. She looks like 14. She's
really
small and petite. And but yeah, she just got engaged. But I love her fiance, Austin. Actually, y'all would find this interesting. So I was just there for Thanksgiving in Abilene because now I have two girls at ACU. And so the boys are like, oh, let's hang out. So both of them have boyfriends. Well, obviously one's engaged. The other are real serious.
Pretty serious.
Very serious.
Once you put a ring on it, it's serious.
So
strong to quite strong.
I was like, all right, we'll go play golf. So I whipped them in golf. They're beginners. They're learning. But then they said, hey, we'll take you to go play disc golf. Y'all remember we used to play a little bit back in the day. Uh-huh. I thought, okay, I can hang with
you. You can
boys.
Hang.
Nope. I've learned since I've gotten older, gained some weight. These boys, their drives were like incredible. I was like, meow. They destroyed me in disc golf and my shoulder, oh my gosh, so sore.
So you're saying don't play a flat belly in disc golf? Because they are flat bellies. They're like prototypical.
That's right.
Like athletes, like, I don't know what they played in high school.
So both of them were very good athletes. One of them was a pitcher that got a scholarship to college, and the other was a quarterback in high school and won a state championship. So,
yeah.
They're very good at throwing a disc golf.
They're very good at throwing things.
Yes. They can throw things quite the distance.
Hey, well, that's good. That means your grandkids may be athletic one day.
Maybe.
That's a good thing.
And I have Gus, so I did want to mention this. Gus, so as soon as we moved back, we got him in flag football.
He doesn't seem like he'd be interested in flags.
No, he wants to. So last year for Christmas, I got him a helmet and some football pads, and him and River get out there, and he loves it. When I say domination, utter domination, I think his best game, he had 6 touchdowns, 2 pick sixes. It was quite the game.
Wow.
Well, Gus goes to school with Carter and Ben's, and I think, how old is Gus? He's Ben's age.
7.
No, yeah, so he's 7. He's bigger than Carter, and then Ben's is just the smallest kid ever. Well, they had a little Thanksgiving thing or fall festival thing, and I'm out there, and they're, like, all wrestling in this little bouncy house thing, and I was like, boys, y'all get up to – y'all gonna get whooped by Gus if y'all ain't careful. And he's just the biggest kid in there. I was loving it.
Oh, Hulk.
Oh, he is. How tall is it? Like,
really tall.
Yeah, he could ride any roller coaster he wanted.
I mean, maybe.
Like,
so I'll tell you this. So River is, he turns 14 Saturday, I think.
I want to look into that.
Gus is 1 shoe size behind River.
And Rivers,
14.
It's twice seven. His age.
Yeah.
So Gus is going to be the athlete you and Jessica weren't. That's
exactly.
A good thing.
Well, Jessica was good. Yeah. She won a state championship.
Oh, yeah, softball. Yep. She's softball. Yep. Softball and cheerleading, right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's why a 7-year-old is one shoe size behind a 14. Yeah, Gus going to be a bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better get your whoopings in on him now while you still can. Because
well,
it won't be long before.
They don't work.
Yeah.
He's actually a really sweet kid. He's a little hyper at times, but he's sweet. I've been playing basketball. Now he's getting into basketball, too. He's liking that. So
send him down there to Stone. Teach him how to shoot free throws.
Yep.
Stone teach anybody to shoot how to shoot free throws. That's all he did when he was PE coach.
Well, of course.
That's all he did, yeah.
Of course, Jay wants him to
jiu-jitsu.
Get into jiu-jitsu.
Boxing.
He's trying to get me into jiu-jitsu. I was like, dude.
He's just trying to sell y'all a membership.
Maybe so. I'm just like, I can't wrestle dudes. I get it. I mean, I get why you do it. It seems really cool, and it'd be nice to be able to defend yourself, but it's just not my thing. Not my thing.
You don't want to just get all sweaty and roll around on the ground with.
It's not my thing.
Yeah,
I respect people who do it.
Yeah, and I don't want to run into them and get in a tussle with them. But yeah.
I would box with Stone and he would whoop me. But I, whenever it was like, all right, if you want to come to the gym, I was like,
Yeah, no, jiu-jitsu. Yeah, I'm out on that.
All the people that do that and are, you know, they actually learned it. You know, they're. Probably the dangerous men on earth.
Oh, ain't no doubt they are.
Okay. Because I watched where they had the championship. It was martial arts, like the kung fu masters. Okay. This guy's a master of his craft. And when a guy that was jiu-jitsu grabbed him, he tapped out immediately. Because they know, hey, he'll break your arm. You know,
Stone's done it to me.
They don't play.
Oh, yeah, Stone put Johnny D on the ground in my office.
No. Let me show you something I learned yesterday. He's like, stand there. All right, now I'm going to come from behind you, try and stop me. And the next thing I know, I'm upside down on the ground. I said, I don't like doing that.
Oh, no, the funniest thing
is this is not fun.
How old is Sage? 7?
Yeah,
she's like 8.
8?
Yeah, her and Gus.
Anyway, she comes in. Carly's old boyfriend, okay, he's a healthy young man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, pretty good. Yo, but anyway. She comes in and gets on the couch behind him and does one of these maneuvers they got in jiu-jitsu, okay? And Stone's sitting in his chair watching, and if he hadn't said, hey, turn him loose, he'd have passed out because she had done cut that air supply and blood supply off.
And that's when Carly knew I got to get somebody else.
When the little sister started whooping.
Well, hey, I mean, he had dropped his phone and he was going forward. When Stone said, hey, turn that boy loose.
Wait, really?
Oh, no, I'm serious. She come in there one day. Stone invited me to have a meal with him. So I come in there, sit down, you know, and Sage walks in, just gets right in front of me, squares up and tells me, Uncle Si. And I said, what? She said, you want to wrestle? And I said, no, Sage, you'll hurt me. Get out of here. She's into it. Big time.
So now Lily and Merritt are both in college. What are they majoring in? I'm curious in that.
They're both. Lily was thinking about being a doctor, but in the end, they kind of wanted to go to school together. So they both are in nursing, and they want to do like practitioner.
Yeah,
do something.
Nurse practitioner, nursing ethicist, something like that.
Good call.
Kind of deal. Yeah.
You don't want to be a doctor.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I was like, hey, you get married. I mean, if you're going to have kids or something, I mean, it's like, you got to, I think, kind of pick at some point.
Coming from a guy whose brother and sister-in-law are both nurse and ethicists, they make a very nice living.
Yeah,
they're doing all
right. They do all right.
Well, I ran into one of my buddies from high school, his dad, yesterday. I was like, oh, how is he? And he was like, oh, he's still in school. And I was like,
still in school?
Oh, no.
I've lived a whole life, and he's still in school.
What was he in? What's he in for?
I get it. He's going to be some sort of doctor. Is
they
what
don't
he,
ever
but,
come
but he
out
was of, always planning on that. I'm like, good.
Hey, they don't ever come out of school. They stay the whole time, you know, till they die. I'm serious. Because they're always,
school
all
material,
medical fields always upgrading.
Yeah.
Always
upgrading. So you got to stay on top of the game.
Well, I just wasn't school material.
I was right there with you. Yeah. I tried college.
Me in school.
I probably chose the wrong major and minor.
What?
I majored in women and minored in party.
Oh, that's right. Knew something was coming there.
Boom. Yeah. Well, hopefully they keep majoring in nursing.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a, yeah, it's a good living.
That's my hope for them. That's good. No, that's, and they're, so their boyfriend's going there, or a fiance, is he at ACU too?
He actually goes to Hardin-Simmons, which is, it's in Abilene.
It's there. Yeah.
Abilene's a big place.
They crane hunting out there?
I know they hunt some. I don't know if he's done that.
I was just wondering. So they are hunters.
Yep. That's I don't know about Tyler so much, but Austin for sure. He killed his biggest buck he's ever killed this year there. So that's a nice one.
They cook, the boys?
Yep.
Hey.
They actually both cook.
There you go. So
that's you good. Like them both, it sounds.
I like them both.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
That is a positive thing.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not so sure about my in-laws. I don't know if they like me or not. But, hey, you stuck with me, so it don't matter. I ain't going nowhere.
I've been around for 12 years with mine, and they might like me.
50-50 shot.
Depends on the day.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, deal with like it. You or dislike it.
Oh, man. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Have y'all started filming season 2?
Oh, yeah. We're like halfway through.
Okay.
Season 2.
Can you give me any spoilers?
I'll tell you this. My favorite thing we've done so far was we went down to South Louisiana, which we've been spending quite a bit of time down there. And we got to hang out with this dude who I consider a good friend now. His name is Captain Caviar.
Captain Caviar.
This dude is a cat.
Is his last name Caviar, or is that just...
That is a nickname.
Okay.
But he's known for his name.
Okay.
But he was a super cool dude. I found my oldest coin I've ever found. It was just a fun hunt. Captain. I will tell you this. This is funny.
My man called it a hunt.
Yeah, it's a hunt.
Yeah.
It's a treasure hunt.
I like it.
Or treasure hunters. They're like pirates.
That's so day one of filming down there, we're something happens. Something's wrong with the camera. It's like, oh, we got a break for a second. And this lady who is, it's kind of her place, Captain Caviar's mom, actually. She said,
I like that.
She said, hey, you want to come in the house? And because we're filming outside this old, awesome home place. And I was like, yeah. So I go in, and on the way down, it's kind of light drizzle. So it's an old house. So these steps are kind of steep. My feet go out from under me. I mean, motion. Boom, boom. I hit twice on my back on the way down. I was like, I thought I broke my back. I mean, I was like, everybody, she was screaming, ah. I was like, don't touch him.
Just leave him there.
And I'm just like, rolling around like, oh, my gosh, like, what just happened? Well, then it's like, can we film? Like, what's going to happen? They kept, we need to take you to the hospital. I was like, just let me lay here for a minute.
Yeah, let me sort it out for a second.
And somebody from the crew says, here, take these pills.
Uh-oh.
No, and they were not prescription. I mean, it was
Advil or something.
They were some kind of souped up Aleve.
Yeah, okay.
Was what I was told.
Because last time somebody told me that.
No. So I took these things, and within an hour, I was like, okay, like, I'm good. So we went from not being able to, not sure we were going to film, because literally bounced off these stairs to, I think, filming one of our better episodes. It was really good. Okay. I was bruised though, my elbows, my back.
Yeah.
Like I got in a fight.
Man.
With the stairs.
So, with the stairs.
With the stairs and the stairs.
Stairs always
won.
Win.
And the stairs won.
So you rarely beat the stairs.
I asked Murray this when he was on here. What, and I gotta know this from you too. What's the coolest thing you've in your mind that you found? Not necessarily
people
should say it is, but like
So this is already aired from season one, but I mean, definitely the meteorite.
Yeah.
That's up there.
That was Murray too, because he brought Si a little shaved piece of it in like a necklace form.
Jace brought it. He had to like go out to his truck.
But also for me, the one Willie was in, we were near Poverty Point, and we found some really cool spear tips. They don't call them arrowheads, spear tips. Which we gave back and they gave to the museum, but that was really cool because we don't do a lot of, you know, like
artifact like that,
hunting,
yeah.
You know, so I enjoyed that.
Well, cool. What got me on that, Mac Hobbs, my uncle, had like 10,000 that he's found over the years, and he donated it to LSU campus. You know, but the guys that made them things out of flint, you know, you're talking about a master craftsman. You know, he's doing that with just another rock, you know, chipping it down. And Mac had just from like little bitty fine ones for birds up to, you know, a big one for like an elk or a buffalo. You know, and I mean, it was some of the prettiest things you had ever seen in like perfectly made. You know, the darn talent they had was just out of this world.
Well, that's cool. So who, out of you and Jace, who started treasure hunting first? Who?
Jace. So Jace bought Logtown, and then kind of how the story goes, and he just asked Murray, because we just knew Murray, you know, been treasure hunting for 50 years. Just said, you think I could find stuff in my, he was like, oh, absolutely. I'll come show you how to do it. And showed him. Jace found something cool. And then he invited me a year later, probably, after he done found a lot of cool stuff.
After he done dug everything up?
Well, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And said, dude, you got to try this. And I said, oh, okay. And I thought, this is stupid. This is something old men do on the beach. They're like getting away from their wives. And they go metal detect. I was like, this is so dumb. But then once I found something at Jace's property, I found still have an 1888 Indian head penny. And it was in perfect shape, but it's like blue looking. It's all patinaed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I've always been a collector, like comic books, cards, stamps, and coins. So I was like, man, what a cool thing to actually dig up. I mean, they're not really, coins are like those other things, unless they're like in mint condition. They're really not worth as much as you would like, but it's still fun to collect them. So
yeah,
I got a pretty good collection now.
Do you sell stuff, or you just keep it all?
I keep it. I mean, I always talk about it on the show, and shoot, I'm like, hey, if we did find a bunch of gold coins or something, like, I mean, I ain't much on keeping something that's worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, I'd sell something like that.
Hey, goodness, is you always got like Christmas presents too. You forget to buy for somebody, you can go in there and grab them something. I say, hey, man, look here, I'm going to give you my 1888 Buffalo penny. This is, you know, you always got something on hand you can gift somebody. That's right. That's a good thing. That's cool. No, I mean, it ain't something I've ever done or has ever really interested me, but I appreciate what you boys do. Oh, I would, but I'd nerd out into it, and then I'd get all involved in it, and I don't need another one of those in my life right now.
It's a lot like fishing. What I tell people is, like, it's a lot like fishing. You're going to catch a lot of gar and trash.
Grannel and goo.
But then when you catch whatever you're after, that largemouth or that flathead, it's like, oh, I mean, it's like a rush.
Yeah.
It's when you see and you don't, it's just like when you're fishing and you see it's something good.
Yeah.
For that split, it's like, oh, how big? You know, I got something good here.
Yeah.
It's the exact same feeling.
And it'd be hard to do around here because all you're going to dig up around here is like bush light tops. Like, you're going to have to get through a layer of those at about 2 inches deep before you even think about getting something else. I mean,
that's the hardest part about this whole deal I've learned is getting somewhere that was old where the ground hadn't been moved.
Yeah.
Man, the ground gets moved a lot on this planet.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, it's an old property, but they moved in dirt. They moved out dirt. It's like...
Well, between that and then finding some place, this old property that somebody didn't take for their own and have bonfires there and litter it full of nails and metal tops of different beverages. And,
no, because that's
you Jay, never you see know. A Coke can in the
yeah,
woods.
Yeah, Jay's his plantation. He's found all kind of garbage.
Uh-huh.
You know, just anything metal, yeah. This must have been a barn here.
See, that'd be cool, too, like find old farm equipment, pieces of old farm equipment where people pulling them things behind horses and stuff like that.
I've gotten to where I like finding relics more now than I do coins and stuff. Like, I was just out of Jace's property. We were just out there 2 days ago doing a thing for Garrett and, like, a photo shoot thing. And we were just hunting on a place Jace had never – this near his property. And I found a – watch fob, which I've never found before. It's kind of weird. They used to have like their big watches with like a piece of leather and then like a piece of metal that was like a lot of times state. So I found one that says State of Texas on it, but it's from like the late 1800s or early 1900s, like this cool, and it like came out in great condition. I was like, it was really cool. Like Jace was super jealous.
That's what you live for, ain't it? Yeah. Make him jealous. Are y'all trying to do that? One up each other on all these hunts, trying to figure out.
I think he's super competitive.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not as much, so.
You think Jace has ever brought something with him and dropped it down there just to kind of one-up you whenever you find something cool?
I will say that. What we find is what we find.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know how competitive he is. I just wondering if he might, like, you know, just bring something just in case. Look what I found. To make sure he beats you.
Yeah, Jace don't ever do nothing halfway. He's all in or no, I ain't fooling with it.
Yeah.
He don't get involved in stuff and tell me, it's either, hey, let's go off for the, go for the gold, so to speak, or hey, don't even bother me.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And congratulations to y'all for getting from streaming to network. I mean, you're still streaming. So if they want to watch it, Fox Business.
Fox Business and Fox News.
What days on Fox Business? Is there a time or is that
Thursday
morphing?
Nights at 8, I believe. Thursday. If I'm wrong, please put that in a caption below.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
That's right. He made a mistake.
Just put it
or
right
any time available on Fox Nation.
So anytime.
You can watch anytime on Fox Nation. So that's pretty cool. Well, we're going to take our last break, Jep, and then we're going to do our favorite segment.
What's that?
Fan mail.
Fan mail.
In that mailbox.
We're going to do fun questions today.
Let's do it.
Will from Minnesota. He loves to ice fish, which is just so weird to me. He was wondering what
was fun. I did it last year.
You've been ice fishing?
Yeah, I have been ice fishing in Colorado.
Did you build a fire?
No.
Okay.
That freaks me out.
Because that's the only thing that I got an issue with. They get out there and build fires and light heaters. I'm like, uh-uh.
We did light a heater, and this is what's funny. The guy was like, everything's fine. Literally 5 minutes before it, Will, he was like, all right, let's start packing up. It cracks, and we were like, and we take off running, and he was laughing like, it's okay, it's that crack is not a big deal, but it
that crack's
me
a
out.
Big deal to me
because yeah. It was like 18 foot deep,
and nothing else in this world is a crack not a big deal. Like, I mean, whether it's your butt crack or a crack in the wall, but it's a big deal.
But if it's over ice,
yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. When something cracks, that's a problem,
especially if you got a pickup parked outside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
butt crack, wall crack, crackhead, they're all a big deal.
All a big deal.
You know, I mean, all right, anyway,
so we've talked about soccer. Will wants to know our opinion on hockey.
Hockey?
Let me tell you something, Will. There used to be a thing called the Western Professional Hockey League that contained a little team called the Moccasins. And that was the greatest 3 years of my life watching minor league hockey. But I can't watch it on TV.
I can't either. But a live hockey game is one of the funnest things to watch ever.
Yep, even if it's minor league.
Now, I'll say this. I don't watch it and don't really care for it. But Brittany does because they got that team out of Nashville.
The Predators.
Them Predators. And that, you know, that was the first thing that had won out of the state in Tennessee in a long time. sorry, Vols.
Rocky, I'm still with you.
But, hey, you're 10-2 this year. Congratulations. Be good. But – to watch her watch it, she thoroughly enjoys it. So I'm like, yeah, I can get down to it. Now, I have no idea what's going on other than it's like basketball on ice kind of to me because they're always running like pick and rolls and stuff like that. So I'm like,
oh, man.
Okay, I get it.
Did you ever go to a Monroe Moccasin game?
Yeah, but
Darren Dugan, number 21 from Farmerville, just tearing up the world.
But the only thing I was waiting for is like, can we go out there on that ice? Like, I was just waiting for the end of it where you go out there and play for a little while. That's all I've
noticed one thing about hockey.
What?
Okay.
Who's the man?
They like to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they shake each other's
every time
hands.
You see somebody smile, they're missing teeth. Okay.
Well, like you said.
So did you play hockey?
No.
Sorry.
I know one thing. Hey, they're very, very talented. Okay.
Oh.
And they're multitasking people.
I was in a roller hockey league for a minute when I was in the fourth grade.
The fact that they can do what they do on them little thin pieces of metal.
Oh, no.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Never could ice skate.
Yeah. No. No, we got our ankles are way too much trash.
Oh, yeah. Somebody asked me, tell me, you ice skate? I said, hey, no, I don't try to skate on a knife blade.
But I think hockey is one of them things. It's one of them deals like the further north you get, because you can go play it up there. Like down here, if we do freeze over, you ain't skating on it. Like you really don't even want to walk on it for very long unless it's in a rice field. I guess you could do it in a little shallow field. You could probably skate across it, but like in our ponds on one of the 3 day cold snaps we get ice on them, like you don't walk out there. You're just gonna end up wet and cold. Yeah. Like that's not a good idea. So but I can appreciate it. It's a heck of a skill set.
We just have we had 3 years where you could have learned to play ice hockey here. Whenever we had, and you could go watch it, but there was really like,
and look, back
we had one ice rink.
And back during Duck Dynasty, I don't know about y'all, but like, I did a lot of minor league hockey.
Minor league hockey is one of the greatest
meet and greets at minor league hockeys. I got like a collection full of pucks of just for, because you'd have to, when you do them, they'd let you go out there and drop the puck. I didn't really understand it. I was just like, let me get out the way.
It's like the first pitch.
But can y'all make sure that they don't move them rugs yet so I don't bust my butt getting off this off this ice?
I remember that.
Yeah. I think it's – I got nothing but respect for it. It's just not something I plan my day around watching. But I mean, we're about to come to a time where it's like the saddest time in sports. We're getting closer to it every day. And so
the World Cup ends, I know. It's going to be so sad when America goes out. We're about to beat the Netherlands, then Argentina, then Brazil, then France.
I'll take whatever kind of parlay I can have against that.
It's not going to be. We got a chance.
But anyway. Go hockey. I can appreciate what they're doing there. I'm in. Yeah,
he's in.
Do it.
All right, you want another email?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got a tough one. Uh-oh. Jet might be the most qualified for this one.
Uh-oh. Beautiful.
Because he knows teenage girls better than the rest of us.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
Maddie, 16, from Winsboro.
Ooh. Louisiana?
South Carolina. Apparently there's two of them. Small town. So just like Winsboro, Louisiana. So look, a while back, guy moved in the neighborhood. Family started going to church. She said, I liked him a lot. But he started dating one of her friends. Boom, boom, boom. Another love triangle. But this past summer, they've broke up.
Uh-huh. So there's a change.
So she waited a few months.
That's that.
She made her move and started talking to him more. 2 weeks after she started talking to him, they got back together. So now she's stuck with some feelings. She can't act on them, and she doesn't want to mess up any friendships, but she's also mad. What's the help? ? Is the advice.
Yeah, you kick that boy to the curb. She should never look back.
Yeah.
Never look back.
That's a dad of teenage daughter, just right. Move on.
Yeah.
Not worth your time.
Keep on trucking. If you reached out and did all that, no. But don't hear me say it. I didn't understand teenage girls when I was a teenager. So I certainly don't understand them now. But I would just say cull it. Move on. Hey, like him from afar, but don't stop your life on that if he's dating your friend. Because, I mean, how old is she, 15?
16.
16? Oh, yeah. Odds are that friend's going to be in your life longer than him at the age of 16. So I'd keep the friend and call the guy and let's move on. But that's good just time. Me.
Ty?
Same deal.
Call him.
Hey, you call him and move on.
Yeah.
Guys stink anyway.
The sea is full of all kinds of fish.
Yeah. And at 16, the guy's probably a punk, too. So I know I was. I'm just speaking for myself. Like, he ain't worried about nothing but him.
That's right.
Like, don't waste your time waiting on him. That's all he's worried about. So,
I don't really like the 16-year-old John David that I once knew. Yeah.
No.
Priscilla is 16.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a 16-year-old right now.
She's 16. Yeah. That's why this was a perfect question for you. So, from a father of a 16-year-old who's wise and has two boys he really likes, he says, just move on.
There's a motto we have in my house.
I like it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Maddie, ain't nobody got time for
that's
that.
Right. That's
Lord your have mercy.
That's your answer. Ain't nobody
that's
got
an easy
time
one
for
there.
That's good.
Jeff, that's wisdom from a father.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's a good one.
Well, you want to send us out of here?
I'll send us out of here. And here, look. Little out of context on this verse, but Jesus told his disciples this. You might need to listen to it. Matthew 10:14, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. That's one of Si's favorite verses.
Shake sometimes, the dust off, baby, and move out.
Move on, baby.
Oh. There you go.
Martin's trying to.
I was waiting. Si looked like he was getting ready to do another dance.
Oh, no. Hey.
I was going to let us cut out on that.
That's one of the favorite verses.
Yep.
Is it?
Okay. If they ain't going to listen, shake the dust off your feet and move to somebody else. That applies to relationships for 16-year-olds, and if people don't want to listen to you telling about the gospel, go find somebody else that needs to hear it. That might come back later.
And people that hate soccer for you.
Hey.
There you go.
Shake the dust off
my feet. Can I give a shameless plug?
Shameless plug.
Whoa. Absolutely, you can.
You know, my other job is all God's children, and I do orphan care and international adoption. So just putting this out there for the listeners, you can go to allgodschildren.org, learn more information.
We need to have you back on sometime soon. You can talk more about that because that's super cool.
I always try to put something out there for them. I love what we do, and it's an awesome organization. So.
Allgodschildren.org. We'll put
Hunter,
that down.
Hunter will put it down there.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Down there on the YouTube and in the notes.
You can sponsor kids, Ethiopia. It's a great organization.
So well, this is a national, worldwide organization.
Worldwide.
A national, worldwide organization.
Well, I'm just saying I'm covering all the bases, boys. We ain't got no time for that right now.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, we are out of time. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call
Thanks
room.
For joining us, Jeff.